It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. The other day, an interesting discussion evolved at 79 Wistful Vista. Like this.
Keep off the grass, watch out for children, no left turn, proceed with caution.
Playing policeman, McGee?
No, I'm counting up the signs I saw on my way downtown today. Between here and the Third National Bank, there must be 30 different signs telling you what to do and when to do it.
Well, my favorite one is on the bus. In case of an emergency, break the glass and pull the handle.
Wouldn't life be great stuff, Molly, if every time we had a problem hanging around, a little sign popped up telling us how to handle it?
Well, I can think of some problems that a little planning ahead would take care of almost that easily. Like the one a mother faces if Dad dies unexpectedly while the youngsters are still growing up. That's when a Prudential Family Income Plan steps right in and gives her the help she needs when she needs it most.
It's a good plan, all right. And it doesn't cost too much either because it provides that extra protection only during the years the children are growing up.
This Family Income Plan of Prudential's provides the money you'd need for food, clothing, shelter, and school.
The man that has the complete story on this Family Income Plan is your Prudential agent. Why don't you ask him to drop around and tell it to you?
Downtown to run some errands today are Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
You see any kind of parking space yet, kiddo?
Not a thing. You've already driven around the block 6 times. Why don't we park on a lot?
I'll find some room, don't worry. And hey, remind me to lock the car up good when we do get parked. All them thefts they've been having out of cars, you know, like I read in the Gazette this morning. Remember, it said...
I know, it said be sure the doors on each side are locked. Be sure all the windows are rolled up tightly. Check the small wing windows carefully, as these can be easily pried open.
Yeah, the windshield wings. That's how them crooks operate and get into... Hey, there's a parking space. There's a space. I told you all I had to do was keep looking.
Where?
Right there. Give me plenty of elbow room. It's kind of a short space. Going to take some fancy maneuvering.
Oh, you optimist, you. You're going to put 14 feet of car into about 9 feet of parking space.
And you just watch, Tootsie. Because unless the guy in front left his car in gear, I can usually push it forward a little like that.
Oh, dear.
And if the guy in back forgot to leave his car in gear, I can usually push him back.
Oh.
Like that.
Heavenly days.
And that's all there is to it. Come on, let's get out and lock this baby up good while we run our errands.
Yes, lock it up good.
Hmm?
I'd hate for some inconsiderate smart aleck to come along and open the door and take the brake off, let the car out of gear, and then bang it up and down the street with his own car to make himself a parking space. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I sure would. I'll lock her up tight.
My goodness, that Bonton was crowded. I'll be glad to get back to the car and get off my feet.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I bet nobody's busted into our car and stole anything while you were shopping and I was at Kramer's. Because when I lock up a car, I make good and sure.
Oh, sure. Here, carry some of these bundles, will you? Thank you.
Okay, like I say, when we get to the car, you'll find everything secure. No worries about a thing.
Oh, before I forget it, I ran into Dr. Gamble and his mother at the Bonton shopping.
His mother? I thought she went back home a week or so ago.
No, she's decided to spend the winter here, she said. I think she thinks her little boy needs looking after.
Him? That little old lady looking after Fatso is kind of like a hummingbird looking after a blimp.
Incidentally, I invited them for Thanksgiving dinner Thursday. Told the doctor to bring Miss Cuddleson, too, if he likes.
You should have told him to bring an extra turkey. The way that guy eats, he'll go through that bird like a charge of buckshot.
Well, we'll get a big one. The doctor is fond of my Thanksgiving cooking.
I'll say he's fond of it. The only one that could possibly love a big tom turkey as much as Doc does is the turkey's wife. Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
He gets more real excitement out of finding a chestnut in the dressing than most people do out of finding a pearl in an oyster. Oh, here's the car.
Good. I'll be glad to park these bundles.
In just a second, I'll open it up. Just want to check and see if anybody tried to pry these windows open while we're gone. Ah, looks okay.
Good. Now open it up and let me get in there.
Looks like everything is shipshape. That's why it pays to lock up good when you leave the car on the street like this. Because when you know it's locked up good, you don't have to worry about, oh, my gosh.
What's the matter?
Well, I don't know how to break this news to you, kiddo, but When I locked it up, I'm afraid I was a little too careful.
Too careful?
Yeah, I locked my dad-ratted keys inside the car.
Oh, no.
If this ain't the most ridiculous, dad-ratted, if I ain't the stupidest, egg-headedest, dull-wittedest, lemon-brainedest, knuckle-domedest...
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
Yes, what have Viceroy's got? The answer is 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. That's right. Inside every Viceroy tip is a vast network of 20,000 individual filters to filter your smoke over and over again. You get only the full, rich taste of Viceroy's choice tobaccos. And Viceroy's draw freely, smoothly. So the next time you hear this question,
what have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
You know the answer. 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. No wonder more people smoke Viceroy's than any other filter tip cigarette in the world. Get Viceroy's today. King size filter tip. Only a penny or two more than cigarettes without filters.
Double-dipped, vat-dyed, nickel-plated dumb cough. And besides that, I'm forgetful.
Ha ha, stop carrying on so. This is not a national crisis.
Oh, no.
I mean, after all, you're not alone.
Well.
Mama's here. And when you get in trouble, Mama always...
Look, Mama, don't help me, will you? Don't even sympathize with me.
But, McGee, all I'm trying to tell you is...
I mean it. There comes a time in every man's life when he gets himself into a jam that he's got to get himself out of it by himself to prove to himself that himself is not the dunce he himself thinks himself is. And that's going to take some proving, believe you me.
All right, if that's the way you want it.
Give me a bobby pin, will you? Thanks. I got to work fast because sure as heck every loudmouth friend I got will come by here in the next 10 minutes and make a smart crack like...
Hey, Johnny, why'd you lock the keys in the car? Oh. So nobody'd steal them? Hi, daughter.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
See what I mean, Molly? Look, Oldtimer, are you busy?
No, Johnny. Luckily, I got the afternoon off. I'd be happy to watch you struggle with that locked window and applaud when you get it open if that's what you got in mind.
No, that ain't what I had in mind.
Well, I ain't got the faintest idea how to get into that car if that's what you mean. When it comes to things like this, Johnny, I'm just as stupid as you are.
Look, how would you like to take my helpful little wife over to Walt's Malt Shop there across the street and buy her and you a nice triple scoop half hour to eat Sunday so as I can work alone here?
I think that's a fine idea. Come on, Mr. Oldtimer.
Pleasure's mine, daughter. My arm.
Thank you.
Oh, and Johnny, you don't have to worry about me telling folks all over town about this embarrassing incident you've done.
Good.
No, sir. You don't want me blabbing how you did a stupid thing like lock the car up tight and forget to take the keys out of the ignition. All you have to do is say the word.
Good.
That ain't the word. The secret word for today is I'll pick up the check over at Walt's. You know them triple scoop sundaes are 80 cents each, and they're kind of heavy, so I usually like to wash them down with a milkshake or a malt, so thanks.
Moocher.
Come on, daughter, let's live it up. Good luck, Johnny. See you later.
Doggone it, if I can just pry this windshield wing open enough to get my finger in there and... Dead rat, the dead rat. There goes my last knife blade. Well, maybe a nail file will do it. I gotta get this open before some other wise guy comes by.
Well, look who's here. Hiya, Clodhead.
Oh, no, not him. Hi, Fatso. Where's your mom?
My mother? Oh, I left her at the sump room. Why?
Oh, you oughtn't to leave her alone. Sweet little old lady like that is liable
to... She isn't alone. She and Cuddles,
huh?
Miss Cuddleson, having lunch together.
No kidding. My gosh, you better rush right back over there, Doc. Don't stand around here, boy. Get going. That's a terrible mistake, leaving your mother and your girlfriend alone like that together.
Huh?
By the time your mother tells Cuddles how you wasted your childhood, and Cuddles tells your mother how you're wasting your evenings, they'll have you cut up like an old inner tube in slingshot season.
You know, you may have a thought there, sonny.
So go ahead. Don't let me keep you. Well, I'll see you Thanksgiving, Doc. So long.
Yeah, I think I will get back over there. Thanks for the advice, Cupid.
Phew. Glad I got rid of him before...
Oh, and McGee, here's some advice for you.
Huh?
Call a locksmith.
What?
It's cheaper than breaking the car window, and anybody stupid enough to lock his keys in his car...
Ah, go boil your head. Big blabbermouth. Now he'll spread it all over town. Now, let me see here. Maybe if I get a coat hanger from the cleaning shop and work that in through the floorboards. Ah, that's got it. Ah, door's open at last. Whew.
Oh, sure, it's no trick with the right kind of tools, mister. We get lots of jobs like this. You'd be surprised how many jerks, lock their keys in
there. How much I owe you?
Yeah, $5.
$5? Okay, here you are. Here comes my wife. Duck out of sight quick, will you? I don't want her to know that...
Oh, don't worry. I've been through this before. I know what to do.
Good. Hello, McGee. I hope... Oh, goodness, you got it open, huh?
Sure was smart the way you got that window pried down just a little and pushed this here coat hanger in there and pulled up the handle with the hook like that, stranger. I've been watching him, lady. Sure is a clever husband you got here. Yes, sir. Well, I gotta run. So long.
Thanks. I mean, goodbye, stranger.
My goodness, I never thought you'd make it, McGee.
Oh, well, it took a while, but you know me, Molly. Once I make up my mind to do something, by George, I do it.
Well, I must say your mind was made up on this. You wouldn't even let me tell you.
Tell me what?
That I had the other set of car keys in my purse.
What?
See there? I tried to tell you, but you were so...
Get in, Molly. Let's go home.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Now, do you suppose it could be that sometimes a statement from McGee has more behind it than right away meets the eye?
I'll say, John. But you know, there's one thing McGee always says that I believe in every time because I found it's true myself.
You mean murine makes your eyes feel good, Molly. And also, murine is gentle as a tear. So you can use it as often as your tired eyes would like.
Right, Mr. McGee. And the reason for that is the 7 tested ingredients that make up murine for your eyes. That's why murine blends perfectly with the natural fluids of the eyes, so that a 2-drop bath of murine in each eye soothes and cools the feeling of fatigue in mere seconds. Regular daily use of murine this way helps promote a clean, healthful condition, too. So why not follow Fibber and Molly's example and adopt this pleasant murine custom soon? Remember... That's M-U-R-I-N-E, murine for your eyes. As Fibber says, it makes your eyes feel good.
McGee, I just can't get over how clever you are.
Oh, well.
Who would have ever thought of reaching in there with a coat hanger? A coat hanger, of all things, and hooking it around the door handle. Say, how did you get the coat hanger in there anyway? I mean, the windows were all locked tight.
If I told you, kiddo, you'd never believe it.
Go on, tell me anyway. Oh, and one other question. How much was it?
How much was what?
The bill.
What?
You know, the man that congratulated you on getting the car open all by yourself and then drove away in that truck that said locksmith on the side of it?
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Herb Vigran as the locksmith. Well, tomorrow, Molly makes a little wager with Madam Bertha over Fibber that leads to what we consider rather amusing consequences. This is John Wald urging you to hear it.
Sunday, hear his finest hour, Sir Winston Churchill's biography for sound on NBC Radio.